Parsha Shmini, we have the two big parshas. One half is the Inyanim of Bnei Aaron or the Raviu, and the second half is the Inyan of Tumah V'Tara, of what we call Tarfis and so on. In the parasha, I want to be mizbein a little bit in the parasha of the behemoth Tmei and behemoth Torah. As we said, Torah works on many different levels, and what's true on one level is true on another level, which means that even the chelik of Torah that's choik, despite the fact that it's choik, and l'chur choik means there's no makom for the seichel to be teifus anything really, but the choik, we can use the musagim of the choik and bring it over to inyanim that we are familiar with, and the lesson is emes. In other words, not just a remiza balma, whatever you darshan here, you darshan. It's you can understand the kudis, which even though in the world of the mitzvah itself we don't understand it, it's sort of choikdik, but when we bring it down to other inyanim, we understand it fully. Just give a mashal, if I say 2 times x equals y, that itself, we don't know what we're talking about. But if we begin to fill in different values, we know what we're talking about. So in the inyanim that the Torah gave us in Simani Tumah, Simani Taira, in the inyan itself, why eating this behemoth has a particular effect on us, or doesn't have a particular effect, belongs to the world of Chayik. But in terms of learning out from the Teichen, there's a lot to learn out from the Teichen. So the Torah is Kevea, that for behemoths, there are 2 simanim that are Nagea. There's Mafis Parsa, and there's Malagera. Mafis Parsa is a split hoof all the way, and Malagera is it chews its cud, and so on. In a big, big picture, they both seem to indicate, in the general sense, in the world of kashrus, tarfis, that behemoths that focus on eating asavim and yerokis are kasha, those that eat basar are not. Both of these inyanim are inyanim that are physically relevant for that. The malagera is the oifen of eating asavim, because grass needs to be digested. It's a complex system where it keeps bringing, chews up its food and brings it up again and again and again. That's one. And the Mafis Paras has also seen that its foot is used, not used to kick or to kill or whatever it is. Foot is used only to go with and so on. That's the general sense that you find in the Sfarim, the Kadmainim. So both of them are more or less, except the behemoths that are, the behemoths have both of these simanim together. I want to take a look at the psukim when the pasuk describes the 4 exceptions. So the pasuk says there are 4 exceptions. There's gomel, shofen, and neves, and chazir. So 3 of the 2 of the 4 don't have a parsa, and 1 of the 4 has a shosua parsa, but it's ger le'yigar. So it goes like this. It says, as a gomel ki malageiro hu or parse in a mafris, he's a malageiro parse that mafris. The shofen is malageiro parse la yafris. The arneves is malageiro parse la yifrisa. The svarim speak a lot why one is oshen ava, hoive, osid, but all of them are tamir lechem. By chaze it says, v'sa chaze ki mafris parse hu, v'shoyse shesa parse, v'hu gera le yigar. The word v'hu gera le yigar, the word v'hu is kind of sticks out over here. In all the other ones it says, it's male gera u parse lefrisa. It doesn't say v'hi parse lefrisa. V'sa shavik male gera hu, it doesn't say v'hu parse leafris. And same thing by the gomel. It doesn't say the v'hu repeated. The v'hu is an extra emphasis that's not clear for what that is. So the chazik mafis parasu v'shasa parsa, and the right way of writing it would have been v'ger lo yigar. But there's an emphasis is v'hu ger lo yigar. Interesting, sticks out. One in the four sticks out with having the v'hu put into the simi that's not there. The Chazal over here, Darshin, these four different Balachayim, like we said that it remes v'adin yanim. And the remes over here is the whole Arichas and Chazal, different inyanim, but there seems to be a common thread over here. But derech klal, in most places, in most of the drushes, the vast majority of the drushes, speak about the three are connected, Bavel, Yavan, and Paras and Yavan, and the Chaza is connected, Malchus Roimi, which is Esav. And different, I find in the Darshnit. They Darshnit, so the thrust goes like this. Let's take one, which is the most typical one. It says, V'es Dovacha, Es Agomel is Bavel. Why? Shemale Geirhi, Mekales is like Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings all sorts of psukim, how Nebuchadnezzar was able to say in one word, in one pasuk, more than David HaMelech said. The Gemara says something similar. Ves Hashof is Mother Kemale Geirhu, Shemekales HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ves Haneves Yovan Kemale Geirhi, Shemekales HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, it brings a story here how Alexander was Meshabech Shem HaTzadik. Very good. Es Achazer is Edoim, Vulgar Le Yigor, She'ena Mekalesis La Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loy Daesh Eina Mekalesis, that one's not Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Mechorefes and Megadefes and Meres Mili Bashamayim. It's Mecharef Megadef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have a similar one, the next one, where the next drasha, where it's Megadela Sadikim, Megadela Sadikim, Megadela Sadikim, it's also formed being Meshabech Sadikim, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rome not only is not Meshabech Tzadikim, but it also kills out the Tzadikim. And finally, the last one is that all the Malchias are Goyer Malchus Achrea, and Edom is not Goyer Malchus Achrea, but rather is Osed Lahachzir Ateres Lebaleha, which is extraordinary. What it means is Osed Lahachzir Ateres Lebaleha. Is that a Shvach for, I mean, the Chazir and Edom are definitely the worst on the list, and yet it says that it's going to be Mechazeres Ateres Lebaleha, it's going to bring back the Ateres Lebaleha. That's kind of very, very strange. But Al Kolponim, the first two seem to say that what's nice about the other Malchis is the Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Meshabech Tzadikim. They sit around and tell Sipur Tzadikim, whereas the Rome either kills Tzadikim as Bechor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's hard to understand what that contrast is. I mean, by us, it's sort of Muktzeh Machas Mi, somebody who talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk. I mean, they go around, they preach very from things, they say very nice things, but they were Rishayim. There's no doubt about it. Nebuchadnezzar was Eved Avodah Zarah, Paras was terribly Shakua in Taiva, Yavin was what had Chachmas that was bad. It's not, nothing, no big tzaddikim there, and yet the Mekales HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what's the mile of that? Or the Mekales Tzaddikim, they say nice things about tzaddikim. Good. I mean, and there's a contrast there. In other words, the same ratio, like we said before, the ratio of Edom to the Gimel Malchias is like somebody who's Mecharef HaKadosh Baruch Hu to somebody who's Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not talking about the Maisim, we're talking about what does Meshabeach. Or somebody who's Meshabeach Tzadikim versus somebody who's Reuter Tzadikim. And it begs to be understood, how do we understand the distinction Lera of Esav? What meat is it Megala? One more inyan. About the Malchius, about the Malchius relationship to Klal Yisrael. So it says in the Gemara in Yuma that the Gemara in Yuma, it says, Bayis Rishon of Nei Man Echrova. So the Gemara says, because they have Avodah Zarah, Gilarai, Shviras Domim. Bayis Sheni, that was Sholem Odez Yonim, that's Sinas Chinam. And Chazal say bias rishon because of nizgala avinam, nizgala kitza, because the averis were nizgala. It was clear they were having a zara. It was clear they were shayvich dam. It was clear. So therefore, there was their was galui. They knew exactly shivim shana and so on. Whereas malchus roimi is bayisheni. Since it wasn't the skala vayna, it wasn't the skala kitza. Two things. First of all, it's nice to say, well, sinas chinam is worse than yad averis. It's hard in what way? I mean, yes, I know that you know you hurt somebody else gets hurt, but how are we going to be magdir in what oifin? What's the chumrah of sinas chinam? Also, the point shouldn't be loynis gala. It should be the loynis arich. In other words, the golus before was relatively short golus. This golus is horrendously long. The difference is that it's long. Not that we don't know when it's going to be. It's simply a very, very terribly long golus. Why doesn't it say the difference is in arichus? Because it's a much worse aveira. It's much worse. It's much longer golus. Chazal wo koiveya gilui versus gilui. It's interesting. It says that the gilui avoinam, the Tais Rosh says that the nizgal avoinam is that the navi said, not that they were so forthcoming about it, not they were so open about it. The navi wrote down in the sefer exactly what it is. Also, Sfarim say that the keneged the gimel averis, in other words, so basically the four averis together. There's gilui arayish v'chasdam of the zara, first bias. Second bias, there was sinas chinam. So the first three are keneged the three golius that were within bias rishon, bavel, paras, and yavon. And each one they cheshnois which one is keneged what. And the last one is keneged bayishen is keneged roim, and that's sinas chinam. So you find the same chaluka of the three and one in that oifin, the chaluka of the three averis in the first bias. The first three are one type, and the fourth one is a very different type. Different type of avera, different type of golus, different type of uma that is a skalabam. And therefore, it's going to be it's going to be a very different type of geula. A gula of loynis gala kitzon, where here it is in skala kitzon. So I'm trying a little bit to be misbein and the inyan over here. Rav Shlomo Shval Hirsch, in describing the physical nekudas, says, and he's betzim based on the Gemara in Chulin, that the Gemara says these two simonim, just like snapping kaskeses, work always hand in hand. That whatever has scales has to have fins, but not the other way around. Here also, be'emes, the three animals that are malagera, but they're not mafris parsa, be'emes, they're not really malagera. He explains his understanding of the description of the word malagera is, it's the way in which it's chewed. He says, it's a sawing action. Rather, grinding action probably is a better way of saying it. Grinding rather than tearing. You have different teeth.